The train horns that are common for this part of East Chicago are now drowned out by the sound of bobcats excavating lead-soaked dirt and replacing it with new dirt. A few doors down, Tommy Phillips' house has a new water filter provided by the state. Phillips has lived here in the 4700 block of McCook for 72 years. He's dealing with the new situation.
Well, it's unfortunate, but you know, it's things happening. I guess I don't know if they didn't ever know that this was on, or either someone knew and they was taking a payout.
Craig Woolley and his family are like nomads, wandering from place to place, a few months here, a few months there. They're now moving again. This time, they'll be living with family and friends.
You moved all these people in here knowing that it was lead.
Well, did they know, though?
They did know. Somebody knew. Well, I put it this way. You mean to tell me nobody in the city knew when they built that it wasn't on that old lead thing? Come on. So you putting me and my family at risk.
At St. John's Church, where they're giving away free bottled water, we meet Pamela. She lived in the West Calumet Housing Project for 7 years. Now she's doing what she can to survive in these new circumstances of water filters and bottled water.
You're drinking out of water, it's a little aftertaste. So therefore, you need the bottled water. And you know, for drinking, and especially, okay, I got a new grandson, and we can't use that water, so we got to use baby water, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But other than that, it's getting expensive because you have to constantly buy water. They're not giving you water. You have to buy water on a regular basis. And then that's expensive. So who can really afford buying water every day, every day, every day? It's a big difference because your mind is always, okay, what's next? How much lead is it really? How much is it really affecting us? How much it has affected us? And it's just like a mental thing.
Miss Brown and Miss King are also picking up water here at St. John's. It's meant that they have to do things a little differently now. It's an inconvenience.
You know, you used to go into the sink and turn the water on and in the bathroom. Now you know what they got the water for. What you supposed to brush your teeth? You know what?
I don't use the water.
I take a bottle of water when I go.
Yeah.
When I go in the bathroom to brush my
teeth. Yeah.
I said, well, what used to brush it? You kind of, every time you wash your hands in the bathroom.
Same thing, ain't it? So yeah. I got alcohol by mine too, so I'm used to it by now.
Miss Brown and Miss King have summed up life here in the Calumet section of East Chicago best. She says they're standing on faith.
You done took care of us all these years. You're going to keep doing it. They
can't do it now.
All right now. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
In East Chicago, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.